I always wanted to be a host. I came, my dad went here, and so I came when I was 6. And I was like, oh my gosh, I want to do that so bad. I want to be a host so bad. And then I came to school here wanting to be a host for Tiger Toons. And I kind of tried out last year not thinking I was going to make it. And then when I made it, I was like, oh my goodness, this is crazy. And my parents were like super stoked. I can't remember exactly when I started singing, but I've been singing my entire life. I took voice lessons when I was 6 and 7. And then my mom kind of just wanted me to learn how to sing for myself. So I just taught myself by listening to the radio. And then when I got to high school, I had to take lessons just because I wanted to get better. And I took for a year, and then my teacher died. He had a heart attack when I went to class, like went to a lesson, and they were like, oh, he had a heart attack and died. And I was like, great, thanks, nobody told me. And so like voice lessons just didn't go well. But now that I'm in college, I have voice lessons all the time. But it's good because I don't sound like everyone else. I just develop my own sound. I have a lot of experience dancing. My mom was a professional dancer. She tried to be on Broadway for a while, and then she was a Kansas City Chiefs cheerleader. And so she was captain of Golden Girls and then captain of the Chiefs. So like, age 2, she's like, ballet, come on, let's do ballet, jazz, and tap. And tap gave me a headache. And so I was like, I don't want to do this. And so I did jazz and ballet since I can remember all the time. But then I liked sports, so I started playing sports. And I kind of just slowly got off of dance. But hip-hop's my favorite. I've danced for as long as I can remember. And I cheered, so dance helped with cheering and stuff like that. Dancing is what's gonna get me through, because I'm better at dancing than a lot of other things. In preparing for the show, my favorite part has probably been picking out like the songs that we want to sing. Picking the opener was probably the best part, because we had to sift through like a ton of different music, and we're like, okay, what is gonna make people go, yeah, that's awesome, when the lights come down and it's the first time they see us, you know? With a normal tune show, you hope that the directors pick songs that you like and you get put in a formation that you like or whatever. But with the with our show, it's all what we've done. So if people don't like it, it's our fault, because we picked the music and we decided who was gonna sing what and who was gonna dance where. And so if it's terrible, it's our fault. And I think I really like that, because it shows what we like and what our interests are, and that we want the audience to like what we do. So we pick songs that the audience knows, even if we don't necessarily want to sing those songs. The Kind of Dancing to Expect, Grace is awesome choreographer. There's a lot of hip hop. There's some disco, which is my favorite. It's grown on me. It's probably become my favorite set, just because never in my life danced disco. And it's so fun. The boys are hilarious to watch dance, because none of them come from dancing backgrounds. And so it's really funny. But disco is so much fun. If I could sum up our show in one word, I would have to say comical. Because all of us are such goofballs, that you put us all together and it's just like comedic, the things that we come up with. And I think like our personalities really portray in each of the different songs, and just our chemistry with how well we work together. We all get along really well, and we are complete dorks. And so it's gonna be interesting to see how people take that on stage, just because our choreography is funny. It's not supposed to be, but just the things that we come up with are funny. And so I think it's definitely gonna be comical/legit. I am most excited about singing in front of people. Last year I got sick and I was on vocal rest for 3 months, and I'm a vocal major, so like that's awful. I came to school for voice specifically. I got a scholarship, and so I was like, okay, this is what you wanna do with my life. And then I was on vocal rest, and I was like, oh my gosh, what am I gonna do? I can't sing. And so I was really devastated. I've only gotten to sing at Wachita once, and it was for PAC last year. So I'm really excited to just do what I love and live a dream that I've had for like ever. So I'm really excited to get up there and just sing and dance for fun and just enjoy myself. I wanna entertain for my job when I get out of here. So being a hostess is definitely like proving that that's what I wanna do with my life.